Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm David.
We're Shaiko.
And we've got an elementary lesson today.
That is all about sex.
Let's take a listen.
你的狗真可爱。谢谢。公的母的。我怎么知道？你怎么不知道？看不出来。你的狗真可爱。谢谢。公的母的。
我怎么知道?
你怎么不知道?
看不出来?
Okay, we're not going to go over this word by word, but we're going to go over it line by line.
你的狗真可爱。你的狗真可爱。Your
dog is really cute.
谢谢。谢谢。Thanks.
公的母的。公的母的。公的
is the male of an animal species. Muda is the female.
Yeah.
And you don't use this for humans, only for animals.
我怎么知道?我怎么知道?How
should I know?
你怎么不知道?你怎么不知道?How
do you not know?
看不出来?看不出来?Can't
see.
Yeah, or you or look, I don't but you see can't it. Tell.
Yeah.
Let's take another listen to the dialogue, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to talk about some things that you should pay attention to.
你的狗真可爱。谢谢。公的母的。我怎么知道?你怎么不知道?看不出来。Our
first grammar point is 真, which is a Chinese adverb of degree. Don't let that worry you. It's a word you can use anywhere. You can use hen or very.
Yeah, and it means really.
Yeah.
Really. Zhen means true or real. So zhen as an adverb is really.
Yeah, so really cute.
你的狗真可爱.
What else can you say, Echo?
真好.
Really good.
真美.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be positive.
真傻.
Yeah.
Really stupid.
Really dumb. Okay.
公的母的。公的母的。
I've got a story here. I actually made this mistake because it's really kind of a set phrase. If you see an animal like a cat or a dog, just learn this and, you know, you can toss it at the owner and find out is it male or female.
Right. Or is it a boy or a girl? I mean, it's not, it doesn't sound as cold in Chinese as is it male or female in English.
So, what sex be this?
Yeah. Is it a boy, gonda, or a girl?
Yeah. Muda. So there was a case, actually, a few years ago where I was at McDonald's, my donglao, and I see this proud father bouncing their young child, maybe 8 or 9 months, and of course, the first thing that comes out of my mouth,
gonda muda.
Gonda muda.
Yeah. Not pleased.
Yeah. I've actually thought a few times about saying that deliberately, because I do not care for the way people raise their children here. But yeah, it's not used of humans, period.
Yeah,
you can't do it. And by the same token...
It was an innocent mistake on my part, actually. It's just that, you know, you see someone kind of treating their kid like an animal or...
The correct way you should say is 男孩还是女孩?
Right.
Yeah, well, I say if they can't answer themselves, 公的母的 is acceptable, but I disagree with most people there.
Yeah, well, babies are like larval humans anyway. So.
Yeah.
But by the same token, anyway, you cannot ask if an animal is, you know, 男的女的.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Those are words for humans. 公的母的 is for animals.
Yeah. Moving on. Our second or our big grammar point really is 怎么知道 and 怎么不知道.
Yep.
我怎么知道?你怎么不知道?
So 怎么 is just how.
我怎么知道?
Mm-hmm. 我怎么知道 is, he's not actually asking how. He's really saying, how should I know?
Am I expected to know this?
Am I a vet? Like, how should I know? And she replies,
你怎么不知道?你怎么不知道?
And so, how do you not know, right? She emphasizes 不 there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the important thing to notice here is that when you're making the phrase negative, you're sticking it in front of the verb, not in front of 怎么. So it's not 不怎么知道, it's 怎么不知道.
Yeah.
How do you not know? That's just like English.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last one is 看不出来.
Yeah.
看不出来.
So this is something you'll see a lot in Chinese where you have a verb and then the result,
mm-hmm.
right? So 看 is look,
mm-hmm.
出来 is really, it's emerge.
To come out, yeah.
Yeah, but 看出来 is to notice,
mm-hmm. right?
Or,
yeah.
or to look and have something emerge, to mm-hmm. notice something.
Yeah.
看不出来 is mm-hmm. I don't notice or I don't see.
Yeah, I look, but it's the not answer visible. Isn't apparent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can also say something like 听不出来.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. So, hey, listen to him. Can you tell from his accent where he's from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd say
听不出来.
I can't
yeah.
tell.
Yeah.
听不出来他是外国人.
Right. Or you know, if you're at a restaurant mm-hmm. and it's famous for adding very expensive rare ingredients to the dishes, but it tastes to you like they just microwaved this,
mm-hmm.
you could say
吃不出来.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are four grammar points for the day. First, Chinese adverb of degree, 真.
你的狗真可爱.
Which is a highfalutin way of saying really.
Really. Mm-hmm. Yep. Second, we have 公的母的, which is a set phrase.
公的母的.
公的母的.
Male or female of an animal.
Yeah. Then we have 怎么 and a verb. And 怎么不, verb.
Mm-hmm.
我怎么知道?
你怎么不知道?
怎么知道? 怎么不知道?
Right. So here it's how do I know or how do you know or how does he, she, it know versus how do you not know?
Yeah, and it can be an honest question or a rhetorical statement.
Yeah, in this case, rhetoric.
Yeah.
看不出来?
看不出来.
Which is, I can't tell.
Yeah. Great. So that's our lesson for today. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, Brennan, what should you do?
You should write to us at echo@popupchinese.com
mm-hmm.
or leave a comment on the site.
Yeah, and we'll get back to you as quickly as we can.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great. Take care.
Have
fun. 你的狗真可爱。谢谢。公的母的。我怎么知道?你怎么不知道?看不出来。